Hello. Hi, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Just checking the audio levels. Let's see here. How are we doing? I'll just talk right now. All right. So what are we doing here? I just try to do another video on StreamYard with YouTube. Doesn't work on my laptop here, so switching over this other software. All right, so right now we've got two things happening. We have a bot running that has been reborn on Python with Python on my Mac environment. Now I'm going to talk about two topics here in case you were wondering how to get into this. If you want some free PDFs for trading, algorithmic trading, just come here at quantlabs.net/book. Also, I've got a new DVD coming out. If you want the web version of it on algo trading for both Python trading bots, which this will cover, as well as the MotiveWave, you can just come here at quantlabs.net/DVD. Get the web version if you want by clicking for this PayPal link of $5. Very expensive. Okay, so as I said, we've got two bots here running. So if you are familiar with what I do, I've got a bunch of components I use. There's a course I've got that covers this. I'll introduce that in a minute. But I've got Redis running as usual in the background. I've covered this quite a bit. I've also got CCXT running. Now, up until last year in 2019, I have always used CCXT and write out the files to a CSV. All of the Python was externally done to make those calls, and I've switched it up. So everything now is 100% in memory. So there's no data being written to the drive. That means no more CSVs. It's all done internally and stored in my Redis right here. This is the right here. I'm able to track all of the latest data. So for instance, this pair here. So this is one of the big advantages. So I have all the data stored here and the usual position, a watch list here as well. So everything's internal in Redis. The reason I do that is to preserve or eliminate or minimize as much disk I/O as possible, because I went through three hard drives last year in 2019, couldn't figure it out, and then it finally dawned on me it's these scripts the way it was done. So I'm minimizing the I/O, the disk I/O, as much as possible. It's one big massive benefit. The other, and it's a little faster actually, and I've got the usual watch list here. So right now in the market, it's been really a tough day. This will track the movers, usually the top 20 at that current time. As you can see here, there's not much going on except for these three, and only works against Binance, nothing else. No more USD, Kraken, whatnot, because with those exchanges, the volumes are very low. It's crypto to crypto, momentum based, and we'll see how these perform. So right now we've got all these on the watt, the position, man, like this is all kind of messed up, but that's okay. And all the data is 100% in Python. Has nothing really to do with MotiveWave. The problem with MotiveWave, as said before, you can't do live trades or orders from MotiveWave into crypto. So I built a bridge for that, and it only gives you a subset of data or certain crypto pairs that are from CoinCompare as a data source provided via MotiveWave. But here, I'm able to get fully 100% access to everything on Binance, being the largest exchange out there for crypto, as well as for crypto, as well as a much bigger selection of performers in coins that you wouldn't get through MotoWave. So this is why I've done that and gotten this working, as is, as you can see here. So there's a lot of advantage of this. Now, as I said before, if you are kind of interested in this, what I'm doing here, there's a couple of options I have for you. On my store, I have everything hooked up with Shopify to make purchases a lot easier. So come under the store link at the top, anywhere on the site. That will take you to three big options of products. The first one's the analytics. That's for all the traders out there. But this video is geared towards programmers. So the course I'm talking about is this Python course for the bots. This one is for more advanced, with all more programming. I only put up here. I also have a private chat server that you would get access to, no matter which one you bought. Also, DVD will kind of introduce you to the bots for Python, but it's really more pseudocode. It will walk you through. But this particular course will go deep with that type of analysis. So that's why I have it. So if you become, let's say, an elite member, if I take you back to here, that will give you also access to 6 courses plus the Python course as well. So you can save some money there. And that's pretty well it. I wanted to show you that. One other big thing is charting. So here, under this directory here, under Chart Binance, we have many PNG files that get automatically generated from a script. So I could generate any kind of chart. I use Chart Director. I'll walk you through that, how to build these type of bots. These are very powerful. So here is all of the charts as this gets built. I like my Fibonacci, or I did. So there's a lot of Fibonacci charts here. I also have standard moving averages, RSI, momentum as well. And it will work with pretty well any exchange through CCXT, which is one of the Python packages I recommend, as well as a variety of other options as well. So it's a pretty good course. So if you want to know how to write those, just come under here under the shop and pick off that Python course. It's pretty affordable. Hopefully that'll help you out. But we're testing stuff. I'll bring back a lot of the other useful analytical tools I built in Python, including targets for stop losses and take profit, as well as very deep analysis on certain courses as well. So it's pretty cool. On that, we shall talk to you later. Thanks for watching. Have a good day.